Writing for the New York Times, Seth Stevens Davidowitz has recently come up with some NBA-related statistics that may surprise even people who know all there is to know about minutes played, points scored, rebounds, and fouls given. Seth, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your most recent research has to do with the backgrounds of the players in the NBA. You took on the stereotype that the league was filled with athletes like LeBron James who grew up in poverty. What did the numbers tell you about that?
Basically, the better environment you have measured a lot of ways. You're in a wealthier county, you have two parents at birth, your mom is not a teenager. All these kind of indicators make you significantly more likely to make the NBA. So coming from a background like that of LeBron James, poor single mother in the inner city of Akron, Ohio, is a big disadvantage towards trying to make it to the NBA.
You suggest that having what you have called, quote, a relatively prosperous upbringing gives youngsters aspiring to play in the NBA a couple of distinct advantages. One of them is cognitive, one of them is physical. Tell us about those.
Well, yeah, so one of them is, it's actually what economists call non-cognitive skills, but it's things like persistence, trust, motivation, self-regulation. Economists have found recently that this is perhaps even the biggest advantage of coming from an advantaged background. You build these skills like trust and persistence. Economists tend to give attention how this really helps you do well in school, make it to college, etc. But when you think about it, they're, if anything, as important, maybe even more important in sports. I mean, if you don't trust your coaches, if you don't trust your teammates, if you're not persistent, if you can't regulate your emotions, you're going to have a real hard time making it in team sports. And there are many examples of people from difficult backgrounds who their sports careers kind of flame out. They fight with coaches, they get kicked off teams. I talked about Doug Wren in the piece. He came from a very similar background as LeBron James, only 4 years earlier, was also a very highly regarded recruit. He was, got in fights with, I think, Lorenzo Romar at Washington and Calhoun at Connecticut and, was kicked off the teams. This is really a classic symptom of coming from a less privileged background.
And the physical advantage?
Yeah, the physical advantage is a little bit surprising. It's height, I think. So economists have found recently really strong evidence that good early environments, good nutrition, prenatal care, good health care, all these things, particularly in those first couple of years, are crucial for how tall you end up. In the United States, the average man shot up from 5'6 to 5'10 in only about, I think, 40 or 50 years. Because, nutrition got so much better. We were a wealthier country, healthcare improved. And, still in poorer parts of the United States, in some rural areas, the healthcare is not good. The awareness about nutrition, things like that aren't so good. If you lose, an inch from that as an adult man, that's a huge disadvantage for making it the NBA. Losing an inch makes you almost half as likely to make it to the NBA.
So every inch smaller, your chances are cut in half.
Yeah, basically throughout the height distribution.
Does all this mean that the coaches and sports writers who've claimed that middle-class kids aren't sufficiently hungry to work hard enough to make the NBA are just flat wrong?
I think it's an open question whether that factor even exists, whether you are hungrier, more motivated, more driven if you come from a bad background. Michael Jordan came from a middle-class background, a two-parent home, very stable environment. And he certainly found a drive and a motivation in him that was among the best ever. So I think that's really an open question. But even if there is this extra factor, even if there is this extra motivation, if you are hungry or if you come from a tougher background, you want to escape it, that's outweighed on average by the other factors, the better non-cognitive skills, better trust of people, height advantage, all these other things far outweigh any advantage in hungriness that you might get.
It's interesting to me that you begin and end your article with references to LeBron James. Ultimately, how do the circumstances of his childhood fit into your research?
This is kind of on my mind because after he won his championship, he had this famous quote that, I'm LeBron James. I'm from the inner city, from Akron, Ohio. I'm not even supposed to be here. And I remember I was on Twitter and, everybody was so pissed at him. He's kind of, a lot of people don't like him, the decision and everything. And they think that he's kind of cocky and arrogant and he's not supposed to be here. Well, he was, on the cover of magazines at the age of 16. And how can you make that claim? And you look at, compared to Michael Jordan, his background compared to Kobe Bryant, middle class or upper middle class. When you look at this research and all the disadvantages that come from coming from a difficult background like that of LeBron James, I think it just makes his accomplishments that much more remarkable. So I wanted to kind of point that out.
Seth Stevens Davidowitz wrote the article titled In the NBA, Zip Code Matters for the New York Times. Seth, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.